for our friends in Zimbabwe or wherever you are at in the world, in Papua, Yerushalayim. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, Tov l'akpid metilat yadayim shachers bechli uvamayim uvakoach gavra. It's good when you wash your hands with a vessel and with water and with koach gavra. That means your own hands. You're not supposed to wash your hands from a sink, which just like boom, 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 boom. But you need to take the vessel in your hand from the sink and then pour it with your own actions right, left, right, left, right, left. Or right, 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 left, 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 depending on what washing you're doing. If you have no choice and you really have nothing around, so then you can just dump your hand in whatever water is available. You can even say a blessing of Ntilas Adayim before Tefillah. Even if you have a river, you should put your hands in three times, or even in snow. But if there's no water, wipe your hands on something. You make a blessing, not on netilas yadayim, on washing your hands, on raising your hands, but on the kiyas yadayim, on cleaning your hands. It's good enough for davening. And later when you get actual vessels with water, then you wash your hands again. But don't bless again. Don't do it again. Only one washing with blessing. Now, one amazing thing, and then this is actually very connected to our parsha. In our parsha, you see that we have the waters above and you have the waters below, which some might say represents the spirituality of the upper worlds and the less spiritual waters of this world. And our job is to take from the waters of above of spirituality and through our own actions, our koach gavra, to draw that spirituality into our lives, thus wiping away the negativity and creating space to connect. The Lord Almighty. So that's our halacha and chassidus of the day.
The, our vessel. Goodbye.